Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, and happy to have New Orleanian Saints defensive pass game coordinator Terry Joseph joining us. 19 years as a college coach, big coaching veteran, Texas, and now his first year in the NFL. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you guys tonight.
You bet. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand the words, Saints defensive pass game coordinator, but give us a little sense of your role and how you interact with the DB's coach and then the defensive coordinator and Brandon Staley, and how the responsibilities are somewhat different.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think everybody knows that, you know, Brandon is the defensive coordinator, and Grady is our defensive backs coach. You know, he primarily works with the corners. And then I'm kind of like the go-between to kind of make sure everything's kind of tied together as far as the secondary and, you know, defending the pass game. And, you know, working along with Brandon and Grady, we kind of come together with a plan along with our linebacker coach, Coach Sermon, to where we can have everything pretty much tied together on the back end to make sure that we don't allow people to throw the ball over our head.
You know, Terry, when I look at, like, okay, you got a young position group, a lot of younger guys in the secondary that you're counting upon, and at the end of the season, they're no longer young, they're no longer rookies. What have you challenged? Because Justin Reed, he's been around, but Alante Taylor to be that alpha. Now, he had a big game. Seven total tackles. He led the team in unassisted with 5, a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. I think Alante Taylor accepts the challenge, but do you have to go out and maybe pull him aside and say, look, we don't have Lattimore no more, Paulson and Debo, maybe when you were young coming in, that you got to be that. No honey badger, whatever it might be. So how do you approach a younger player when all of a sudden, no, you've been around here long enough, you got to be that alpha?
Well, yeah, I think the one great thing about Alante, that's already how he's built. You know, he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the playmaker for us in the secondary. I think one of the biggest challenges that he's had is that because of our situation, you know, in our base defense, he's played corner. And then when we go to our sub package, he's had to go in and be the star. And those two positions are a totally different mindset. You know, when he's in there at star, he's a blitzer. He's involved in a run game. He has to tackle. And then, you know, when he gets out of corner, he's more on an island in a one-on-one situation. So I think our biggest, work in progress and our challenge with Alante is being able to get him to switch in between series from, hey, being a lockdown corner for first to second down, and then on third down, jumping into that playmaking uniform where you're the star, you're closer to the box, and you have more impact on the game on those downs.
Now, Coach Joseph, what makes like a reliable veteran safety? And look, because really, you had a quarterback on the back end. Look, we just put Brett Maxey in the Saints Hall of Fame with the Dome Patrol. He was that guy, getting people aligned, pointing them in the right direction. We've had some outstanding safeties. I look at Malcolm Jenkins, Marcus Williams, and I just mentioned, Honey Badger. When you look at it, and we had one, I thought, a veteran, and Julian Blackman, and what he was able to do. But the question I have is, what are you looking at and who you can rely upon? You trying to get Sanker to play that role now? He's making plays. You look, he had an interception. He led the team with two passes defended. But what does it take to truly be all I know is Blackman just got here, look what he's providing. I think at times we've had that with Justin Reed, but Blackman was more of a playmaker. But just describe to the fans, what would be that veteran reliable safety that you look in and that you can always have confidence and count on?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, the safety is really the quarterback of the defense because he has to get, the back seven lined up. He has to get the adjustments. So when you start talking about that position, you want somebody who has a really high football IQ, who can really do a great job of anticipating what's going to happen. You know, these offenses, they're so sophisticated. You want guys who can kind of see the formation, see how they aligned, anticipate the motion, and then really have a clue of what's about to happen. And that way we can kind of anticipate our adjustment and get everybody on the same page. And, those guys this day and age, they're few and far between because it takes a special player to be willing to spend that much time watching the film and to get out in front of 70,000 people and take total command of the back end. You know, I think Justin Reed has done a good job for us, how young we are back there, but I think the more snaps that Jonas plays, eventually he can go and grow into that role. But I think the more experience you have, the more confident that you can be to make those adjustments and get us lined up and get us all on the same page.
Speaking of adjustments, talk about your role. You started at Shaw, Destrehan, LSU, Notre Dame, Texas. I mean, so when you get to those big schools, man, they're like NFL programs, but this is your first year in the NFL. What was kind of the biggest adjustment?
I think for me, first of all, my career has probably been, could be a movie, to come back and coach in a Superdome where I played as a high school player, coached as a high school coach. You know, I was able to coach in the Sugar Bowl with Texas a few years ago and now play our home games there. I think the biggest adjustment for me has just been the time. In college, your time is so divvied out, recruiting, academic checks, nutrition checks, making sure you're really responsible for the player 24/7. And then when you come to the NFL and you coach in grown men and professionals, you have a lot more time to dive in the scheme of football and figuring out ways to really help your players. And so that's been a refreshing part of the job for me. At the end of the day, when we go on the grass or the turf, it's still the same game, but it's just you have so much more time that you can invest in different ways to help the players out.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now, Coach Joseph, when you look at like a young player, high skill set, a lot like Sanker, Quincy Riley, just bring us in the meeting room when all of a sudden, no, because it happens. You're always trying to attack the weakest link, a chess match, you know, the game plan. And he had a couple of nice pass defending, preventing one touchdown against the Carolina Panthers. But there was one drive they was going after his ass. It was like three or four times I'm saying, okay, I remember going against Alex Molden. He was a first-round draft pick with the Saints out of Oregon. What I knew was man-to-man coverage. I go, who is he guarding? I know I'm going to complete the pass. No, that's where you never want to be, that weakest link. So I just noticed in that game, boy, they were going after the young rook, Quincy Riley. How can you maybe encourage him? You got to have a short-term memory. You got to keep fighting. Just talk about maybe amongst his peers and the coaches, how do you give a young player confidence? You got to just keep fighting or what?
Well, yeah, I think the good thing for us, Bobby, is that God has blessed both of those kids. Jonas and Quincy are great competitors, and I think everybody knows you're not going to win every one-on-one battle. However, you know, being a rookie, you do have a target on your back. So going into games, you have to understand that they're going to try to get you isolated and match up and try to take advantage of you being a first-year player. So in doing that, I think Coach Staley does a great job of trying to change the coverages when he feels those shot plays are coming that we can kind of protect those guys. But it also helps when you have veterans out there like DeMario and Pete Warner, Justin Reed, that can help disguise the coverage pre-snap. Like, hey, we know we're going to be a man-to-man, but we want to present the quarterback something else pre-snap where he can think it's zone or he can think it's some type of pressure. But in reality, we are playing man-to-man to help the quarterback, have the quarterback the challenge of figuring out that we're man-to-man. We don't want to leave our guys out there to be sitting ducks. But at the end of the day, we expect them. We're in week 16. Their rookie card is long gone. So we expect those guys to go in there and compete and win their fair shares of one-on-ones.
Now, Coach Joseph, when you talk about I talk to all the assistant coaches, because you don't have a break in practice, whether you want to put a good show for the scout team, and you're going against the offense. Just talk a little bit about, we got the Dakota boys, we got Beanham and Price, South Dakota yep. State, North Dakota State. How demanding do you tell them? You got to still work on your technique, be fundamentally sound, and give the offense a good look. Just talk about those two guys, because, you know, I've taken notes on them in training camp, and obviously they're on the practice squad, so it's still a big part of the team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, you know, I think one thing that Kellen's been big on since day one has been development. So even though those guys are on a scout team, we're still coaching them to give the very best look and attack the ball to give our offensive players great reps of making sure they have to protect the ball and get themselves in position to make catches. And then, Bobby, what we do on Fridays is that after we finish our practice, we do a developmental 7-on-7 on, you know, the developmental practice squad guys on offense and a defense, and it's pretty competitive. And I think it's a sign of what we're building here. It's week 16 now. I think probably for the first however many weeks, you know, a few of the vets would stay out. Now it's probably the most competitive period of the week because all the vets stay out. They're keeping score, and it's a good, fun competition that we finish the week with, and we take those guys in the meeting room, and we grade them and critique them just like they were starting against the Jets last week or the Tennessee Titans this week.
Talking with Saints defensive pass game coordinator Terry Joseph, a couple of quick ones and let you go because I'm curious. The family Joseph, Vance, defensive coordinator in Denver, Mickey, head coach, Grambling State, and yourself. So the first part of a two-part is, when do you guys do Christmas? March? I mean, when do you guys, how could you guys all get together? So that's part one. And part two is, did you reach out to Hank Tierney? Man, that was a tough one for Shaw. Congrats to St. Charles Catholic, but that was a tough one in the dome.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, with us all being in a profession and, you know, Mickey and Vance's younger brother, my younger cousin, Sammy, he's the DB coach at Louisiana Monroe. So we don't do Christmas during Christmas time nor Thanksgiving. If we're free on any of those holidays, that means we didn't have a good season at all. So we usually get together in June while everybody's off before we head back off to training camp. And so that's kind of how we handle the holidays. We do check in probably once a week. I probably won't talk to Vance this week because obviously on a short week, having to bounce back and play on Thursday. I did, believe it or not, I talked to Coach Hank Saturday night. And then, to be honest with you, it took me a week to get over the game before I could give him a call. And we had a great conversation. You know, Wayne Stein obviously does a great job over at St. Charles Catholic. But it was a gut-wrenching loss for the Shore Eagles. But I have full confidence that coach is going to get those kids and they're going to bounce back and they'll be back in the dome.
Now, Coach Joseph, can I use this? I said this earlier. I'm going to use it whether you give me permission or not. I'm like, I look at the Joseph family, and you know how everybody talks about the Mannings in New Orleans? Obviously, you look Peyton, Eli, Archie, and you go on and on. But I'm talking about the West Bank, the Best Bank, the Joseph and the football family. That's definitely football royalty, considering all with the family and the cousin, whatever it might be, that name, Joseph, what y'all produce, very similar at the highest level of the Mannings. So could I continue to use that? I want your permission.
Yes, you do have my permission, and we're proud of everything that we've accomplished, and hopefully we have a lot more left to get done.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. We appreciate your time. Saints defensive pass game coordinator Terry Joseph, Shaw Eagles, Destrehan, just great to have a great homecoming, and that was a great way to end it with a victory over the Jets. Two more to go, Nashville and Atlanta. Continued success and happy holidays.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. And who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast